Hey, Eco Heroes, if you're concerned about the air quality inside your homes, or maybe you've never even given it a second thought, then today's episode is for you because I'm going to chat about indoor air quality, what it is, why we should care about it, and five ways to improve the indoor air quality in your home or office. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. When we think of air pollution, we typically think of smog-filled cities, factories belching out toxic plumes, or even just people in those heavily populated cities, I guess mostly in Asia, wearing face masks to filter the air. But what if I told you that the air inside some of our homes is right up there with some of the more polluted cities? Would you believe me? Maybe yes, possibly no. Well, indoor air pollution has been ranked by the US EPA in the top five risks to public health. But what does this mean exactly, and what can we do to improve the quality of air inside our homes and offices? Well, in today's podcast, I'm going to share why we should be concerned about indoor air quality and what you can do to improve the quality of air you breathe inside your home or workspace. So firstly, what is indoor air pollution? Well, it's basically a term that simply refers to the deteriorating quality of air inside a dwelling, such as a home or office. Now, in recent decades, our buildings have become increasingly sealed from the external environment. And that's mainly been driven, I guess, from an energy efficiency point of view more than anything, but also to keep our homes, I guess, warmer in winter and cooler in summer. But making our buildings more sealed up has impacted the quality of air within the structure. So without adequate ventilation and the flow of air through the building, toxins released from indoor sources are being detected at higher concentrations than ever before. So teamed with the fact that we're typically spending 90% of our time indoors, it's no surprise that many of us may be breathing in a chemical cocktail on a daily basis. That's pretty scary to think. But I can think of instances where I'm in different buildings where, you know, I feel really stuffy, and it's often in a hotel room, you know, when you can't open the windows of your hotel and you're relying on the air conditioner or the heater, I guess, to provide airflow into the rooms, and I just get that really stuffy feeling. I just want to bash open the windows and get that breeze, or, you know, breathe some real air. But anyway, moving on, let's talk about what actually causes indoor air pollution. Now, gas cookers and unflued gas heaters are actually the main contributors to poor indoor quality. So it really pays, if you do have gas heaters, to be getting them serviced regularly, as they can. If they're not working efficiently, they can put a, you know, not just your standard gas out into your home. You can have a lot of toxic gases that you don't want coming into your home as well. So yeah, gas cookers and unflued gas heaters, but there's a lot of other things that have a considerable impact. So biologicals such as mold and even dust mites, they're a big one that impact the indoor air quality, but they also obviously impact our health, especially for asthmatics. Brominated flame retardants, so these come from things like plastics, electronics, and textiles. They also impact our indoor air quality. Perfluorinated compounds from consumer products and packaging, and formaldehydes and volatile organic compounds. And these can be emitted from, I guess, the paints even on our walls, although you can purchase low VOC paint these days. But in our, I guess, newer homes that may have been painted with a standard paint, you'll be getting higher concentrations of VOCs. Furniture even, and chemical cleaning products. So just some products that we're using day to day in our homes contribute to poor indoor air quality as well. Now, as I mentioned, poor indoor air quality It really impacts people with allergies or asthma, but young children and even pets and the elderly are also particularly susceptible, but especially young kids. So on that note then, so now that we know what is causing it, what can we do to improve our indoor quality? And I guess naturally. So in addition to ensuring that your gas heater and your cooling appliances are serviced regularly, the following actions will improve the air quality inside your home. So number one, you want to improve ventilation, because indoor air quality can be dramatically improved by increasing your home's ventilation or purging your home every day. And by purging, I simply mean opening the windows or doors and allowing natural airflow to go through your home. Now, of course, if you live next to a busy motorway, I wouldn't recommend doing this during peak hour. However, a decent flow of air will definitely help reduce the buildup of stale air inside your home. Number two is to remove toxins in your air using indoor plants. Now, plants have long been used inside buildings to clean the air naturally and I guess add a bit of greenery as well. And indoor plants such as the spider plant and the golden pothos are effective in absorbing benzene, formaldehyde, carbon monoxide and xylene from the air. They're pretty cool plants, hey? They also look great and make your home more livable. So yeah, get some indoor plants strategically placed throughout your home. I definitely recommend it. Okay, number three is to purify your air with essential oils rather than synthetic fragrances. Now, diffusing oils such as a Young Living Thieves or a purification blend in your home will improve the air quality. Now, I've mentioned Thieves oil before, but it's a really good one. It contains clove oil, which kills airborne mold spores, bacteria, and some viruses as well. And it's a great one to diffuse. So I typically diffuse it in my home, if I'm home, like generally twice a day for about 20 to 30 minutes each, just to really keep on top of, I guess, just cleaning the air in that way. So you want to be diffusing essential oils rather than using those traditional home fragrances that you can buy, because household air fresheners, I guess both the spray can varieties, as well as those that plug into a PowerPoint, they typically use synthetic fragrances, which don't clean or make your air, well, obviously people think they make the air smell nice, but all they do is really add to the volume and concentration of chemicals in air, because these are containing synthetic fragrances. And as I mentioned in the last podcast episode where we discussed about fragrance in perfumes, fragrance in these things are the same. It might say fragrance, but that could be up to 3,000 different types of chemicals that are included as fragrance. So you're just really putting them into the air in your home if you're using those. Okay, number four to improve your indoor air quality is to replace chemical cleaners with natural alternatives. So really opt for safe, natural cleaning and even pest control products rather than, I guess, commercial alternatives. Unless you've got a good commercial eco and natural alternative, but your typical run-of-the-mill standard products, I would encourage you to replace. And for guidance and support to say goodbye to synthetic chemicals found in products like your floor cleaners and carpet deodorizers, furniture polishers, window cleaners, and more, I cover all of this in one of the modules in my Home Detox Bootcamp. And the doors are open right now up until the 18th of August. So you can check that out at homedetoxbootcamp.com. But I'll pop all the links below in the show notes that you can check that out. Okay, last point to improve the indoor air quality in your home is to reduce your household dust levels inside your home. And household dust is made up of a lot of things. It's not actually just made up of dirt or sand that you just bring in outside. It's made up of a lot of different components, and many of them are biological. So if you've got a pet, for example, it's a lot of pet hair and pet skin, human skin, food crumbs, and yeah, even fluff from our clothes. So all these things go into dust into our home. And it's actually been estimated that 10% of the population is allergic to dust mites. And these are living microscopic little animals. And I'll talk about this in another podcast. But 80% of asthmatic children are allergic to dust mites. So for this reason alone, it pays to take active measures to reduce household dust, such as Keeping pets outside, or at the very least, keeping them out of your bedroom, so your sleeping areas, and leaving your shoes at the door. So that's the fifth way that you can really improve your indoor air quality, is to reduce the dust levels inside your home. All right, so where to from here? Improving your indoor air quality, it's just one of the many areas to tackle when creating a safe, healthy home that's free of nasty toxins. And as I've previously mentioned, for guidance and advice to help you create a cleaner, greener, and healthier home, check out my Home Detox Bootcamp. Now, doors are open for the final round of 2016. It won't be run again until next year, 2017. So you can join right now at homedetoxbootcamp.com. I've already welcomed a heap of new people just these last few days into this growing community. And yeah, I'd just love to just mention it to you because this is the last chance for this year. And I'd love to have you on board because I really want to help as many of you as possible to clean up your homes and have it as a nice chemical-free sanctuary for you and your family, because you guys deserve it. All right, so that's it for me today. I hope you've got some great tips and a better understanding of just how important it is to improve our indoor air quality. It's one of those things that we don't really see, but we're breathing it in day in, day out. It's one of those loads on our body. Obviously, the air we breathe is so important. And I hope you get some good tips and at least go out there and buy a spider plant or start diffusing some oils and getting rid of the dust in your homes, or keeping on top of it a bit better. But anyway, go out there, improve your indoor air quality today, and just do your little bit to help make green mainstream. See ya. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.